Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and Wonderful Approach family. This is Mama Seven, and we are doing radio. So glad to be here tonight. So glad. It's been an interesting week. I hope everyone survived this new moon energy. This new moon energy helps to, you know, do all the things that new moons do. I promise that we're going to be getting some more programming in with a wonderful approach. As it is now, we have once a month we do the business networking where her name is Sister Khadija, comes forth with her small business tips and counseling. And for 45 minutes, she has given up the science. We're also going to be having a couple of other programs coming, hopefully by the fall. And all of this is to really reflect how diverse and how large a wonderful approach is. We do the work. We do a lot of work. We're constantly building and growing. I'm looking forward to the new shows that are going to be coming up. I'm looking forward to all the new energy. I'm looking forward to expansion. I'm looking forward to being able to provide more services for us, more services for a wonderful approach. You know, we need this. We need this. A wonderful approach is about service. Nothing more, everything more. You know, it's truly about serving. How can we help people? How can we help ourselves? How do we educate? You know, just everything that is needed on our side, you know? And so I really am looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to collaborating with some really wonderful, positive people. Like I say, the Muslim sister that does that once a month, it is awesome. It is helpful. And someone who has a background in business, it is accurate. And not only does she come on, she brings her people with her that are, you know, so we get to hear the stories about how this soap business started in the kitchen and now it's doing blah, blah, blah. We get to hear the stories about the group homes that started in the homes and expanded. We get to just hear, you know, some of the cause and effect, and it's very, very inspiring. And so I want to create a place. I'm going to place where all of these programs can be viewed. Spirits have viewed. But where all the programs at least can be listened to until we get to the visual. I'm not really trying to get to the visual, but until it gets there, because as a servant of the people, I do what God asked me to do. I try to the best of my ability. So it's exciting. I'm looking forward to it. I just want all of you to know that, you know, you can look forward to it too. So when it comes to understanding this heavy spiritual energy that we were under Sunday was a portal. Sunday's energy, that 8-8 energy, that was a portal in which there was so much necessary work being done there. It was overwhelming. Just coming down from the mountain. It was a mountain in all aspects of it. You know, it was the good, it was the bad, it was the mountain. And there were a lot of lessons to be learned on that mountain. And a lot of hills to climb on that mountain. And then as everyone that's been on retreat knows, you know, we always talk about that long walk home. That road was 2, 3, 4, 5 times longer and harder than it's ever been. And so, you know, the best thing we can do is learn, listen, pay attention, be open to the lesson, all that good stuff. You know, even the stuff that you may say, oh, that's not good stuff on the seventh, is still part of the lesson. You know what I'm saying? And so we have to be open to it. Look, side note, they just closed the boys' school. Oh, my goodness. So I just got word that the high school is not going to be in session here, and they're closing it. Like, they're closing a lot of schools. I just want to say out there, you know, not trying to create no hysterics, no concerns. No, I'm not, you know, I'm not trying to do that. But I am saying, you know, take care of the babies now. Take care of the babies. Be aware of what's going on. They have jobs that are demanding people get vaccinated. They got, you know, jobs are being done differently. You know, my whole industry has changed. So, you know, with everything that's going on, family, I want you to be intentional with your energy, with your work, with your desires, because this world is creating some other things. There are other things going on. So be intentional with your energy. Be intentional with your children. Be intentional with everything right now. I think this is part of the message that this new moon is giving us. They're giving us some time to practice and to work in it, you know? So as we're talking about being intentional, using our spiritual tools, how about making things happen, doing this, doing that. As we talk about that, that reminds me of last week's show. Last week's show was on manifestation, make the choice. And I remember this show so clearly coming in because Spirit was working with me last week. I mean, for the past 2 months, they have really been ordering my footsteps. Even when I didn't think my foot went there, they ordered my footsteps. And in the manifestation, every morning I sent out this text, right? And the text said, today I choose happiness. And each day it was different. Today I choose healing. Today I choose myself. You know, and each day for a week, and it was beautiful, some of the responses I heard. You know, today I choose harmony. Today I choose forgiveness. And so it was, as I was sending out this very intentional message of my choice, the things I'm going to be intentional with, I also got to hear some other feedback as far as what else is needed. What else do you need to think about manifesting? So the show Manifestation, Make the Choice, was definitely about being intentional in your energy, being, you know, knowing what you need to pull in, knowing what you need to do. And for all those that really worked and participated in it, you understood what it meant to make that choice. When you say, I choose healing, that everything that's not healing, you have to reject. And so what we're doing is being intentional. And then you start to hear and feel and know what you want. You know, we're putting out requests and petitions to the universe. You know, today I choose joy. So those things, and it doesn't make the things that are not joyous disappear. I don't want to disillusion you, okay? It doesn't make it disappear. But what it does do is it keens your eye into those that are joy, that things that are joyful, you know? And so with that level of intentionality, all week, it was a wonderful thing. And we really got to work and build and grow from there. Okay? So that was last week's show. If you want to check out the show, all you have to do is go to awonderfulapproach.com. You can check us out there. All the old shows are listed. It's wonderful. It's wonderful, it's wonderful. You learn a lot. the Eve Chronicles are on their return. I'm not quite sure when, but they are already insisting on being heard and insisting on having their voice heard. So I was like, hey, I'm always going to give the women folk a place in this space where they can share their words and their energies and desires and everything else like that. So all that good stuff, right? So getting into today's show, spirituality in the matrix, right? And I know you're like, well, that's an old program. And I get it. I get it. I think we've done the trilogy by now, right? At the same time, there's a lot of information in that program. And let me tell you, they put a lot of information in those shows. You know, this ain't the only show that they've done that with. This is not the only movie that they will put our science in. I'm not even talking about, like, the Eve's Bayou or the Daughters of the Wind, or I'm not talking about any of those shows that focus on spirituality or religion or anything like that. I'm talking about this I think was pegged as an action flick, you know? Another show that was mind-blowing for me was Aang, The Last Airbender, the cartoon. It was a cartoon. And I watched every single one of those cartoons in depth because I'm like, wait a minute. That looks like, that sounds like my science. That sounds like my work, my life work. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, another great one. Disney does not mind using real science. I guess it's easier for them to pull and have their own, have real science than it is to to bake up something, right? So Coco was awesome. And Coco focused on a culture that doesn't have no problem talking about ancestors. And it was a really great movie going back and forth from spirit land to, I guess, a cartoon real land. Moana, which was one that had a female lead. Awesome. The one we just saw, Black Panther. Even again, Black Panther is an action show. It's focused on action to form, like, people of the continent. Their spirituality is so ingrained within them that, you know, again, more information, more spirit, more exposure is getting out there. And so and there's countless rappers, singers, everything else that are constantly getting a spiritual, an undertone almost, of spirituality out into the cosmos. But I like The Matrix. I like The Matrix a lot for a lot of different reasons. And I have to say, Matrix was written by a black woman, you know. And I'm not surprised because all of the in-depth, oh my goodness, twists and turns and this, that, and the other, that is part of that program. Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And so to bring it and to share with me a little bit, I think I have a baby elephant that's going to be helping me. If she can get, yep, if I get her press one. That lets me know she would like to come on. And, you know, this is, even though this is me and her talking, this is also, you know, anyone can join us. You know, and if I miss it, there are a lot of programs that speak about spirituality or that expose a lot of spirituality. All you have to do is press one. And if I left one off the list, especially one that we can check out now, don't hesitate. Let us know, you know. So, all right, hold on. Let me see if I can grab her. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Greetings, Mama Seven. Greetings, everybody.
Hey. How are you, dear?
I am wonderful. How are you?
Oh, I am doing well. I am doing well. Forgive the voice. I did just come off a mountain, okay? I've been working and talking all day, so the voice is still healing. But I'm here 100% in spirit. And I really, you know, when we were speaking about this last week, I was like, okay, I think it's a great topic. I would like to talk about, one, how they, you know, how our spirituality works with it, what are similarities. all of that. There's so many different messages that this program in particular spoke on and exposed. So, you know, I'm really, really, I would love to spend some time working with that. If you have the time, I'd like to talk.
Yeah, I have a lot of time and a lot of talking.
Awesome.
You know,
super awesome.
This is the beginning. This, I have to tell everybody how we even got to this point. It was a situation with me, and I got really triggered, some things, whoop, and I talked to Mama Seven. And she said, well, you know, you're unplugged from the Matrix, right? I'm like, what? Hold on. Remind you, I just saw the movie, the first movie, like a month, 3 weeks to a month before you even said that. So it was fresh on my mind. So she was like, yeah, you know, when we're operating, we have to depend on our divinity because the energy of the agents, they shapeshift and blah, blah. I was like, hold up, hold up, hold. You know, and then you did, I'll talk to you later, peace. I'm like, hold up, that's a mic drop. You know, what's going on? So I had to go back and look at it again from a different standpoint. And, oh, wow, realizing that I am Neo and embodying that energy of being unplugged, that was life-changing for me because the process is just something simple as remember how when he first took the pill and he saw everything, he wanted out. He was like, oh, no. That he experienced cognitive dissonance. I remember experiencing cognitive dissonance when it was time for me to shift. You know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, no, this is not it. I couldn't think about it. And it was like, as Neo began to understand and build, after he experienced the cognitive dissonance, of course, he had to build on his muscle. He didn't just become this powerful being. He had to train. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
okay.
This was me.
I want to take you back to the beginning. Let me take you back to the beginning.
Back to the beginning.
Okay.
Let's go
back
to the beginning.
So we have to talk about this tug of war, right? And if you remember in the beginning of the movie, there were times where he didn't know if he was in the Matrix or out. You know, he had agents pulling on him, and he had reality. He had his spirit pulling on him. You know, he was trying to understand which is which. And there came a point where he was like, look, 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 everybody leave me alone. Everybody leave me alone. Everybody just, you know, I don't want to do anything. And that's so real for people. I just want to let people know, unfortunately, that's a very real part of spiritual development when you first start to kind of blink your eyes and be like, wait a minute, wait a minute. So you mean to tell me there's something more outside of what I've been taught all my life? And it's like, yeah, you know. There is something more. And when that desire to run or to hide is real, because it's like, I don't know what to trust anymore because this has been my understanding for so long. I don't know what to trust.
In that battle between Thomas Edison, which was his avatar, and Neo, that was different.
Yeah. And so, you know, I remember your development. At first, you were in, you were out, you were in, and you were out, then you ran. And I was like, give her some rope, y'all. Give her some rope, okay? She's a runner, okay? And you really had to make up your mind, you know, because even Morpheus was like, look, what do you want? Because I can't force you because, and this is the reason why you need to do is so real. What I'm asking you to do is so big that you have to really voluntarily do it. No one can make you do it.
Mm-hmm.
And what I ask people to do is, and everyone has their own mission, right? So some people have to learn how to fight their lower self. Some people have to learn how to speak up for themselves. You know, everyone has their own challenge that they have to do. And for me, I can't do anyone else's challenge. Then no one else's challenge can, they can't do it for me. I have to walk my own
mm-hmm.
steps, and everyone has to walk their own steps, right?
Mm-hmm.
But so we're all this Neo character somewhere in our life. You know, somewhere in our life, they're waiting for us to have this battle of good and bad, have this battle of higher or lower, old or new. Every person has that Neo in them that they have to bring forward and make the decision.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do? Because sitting
red
in between
pill, blue pill.
Gets you nowhere. Yeah, yeah, red pill or blue pill. You know, and everyone has to make that decision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and that look, that's the beginning. Then after
right.
that, you have to be, like the Christians will say, reborn. But, you know, when they went to go pick his body and stuff like that, his physical body, the real body, when you come out of the matrix, you know, and you're a baby, or worse, a baby elephant, you know what I'm saying? And so you're coming out of the matrix, okay? And you're trying to distinguish up from down, and you
right.
want to yell, but you can't, you know, because they still got the little machines searching for you and everything else like that. You know, you want to shout
mm-hmm.
and share, and you don't know that the next person that you're trying to share with could actually be not for your benefit, you know what I'm saying? So what
mm-hmm.
is it like, you know, remember, describe for everybody who needs some remembering, what was it like when he first started, like, using his own eyeballs and everything else like that?
It was different for him. Like, he had to build.
Mm-hmm.
He had to build. Like, he had to literally adjust. He had to change his mindset. He had to change his thought process. He
mm-hmm.
literally had to train himself to not think the way he used to think.
Yeah. 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 And I don't even want to say, like, his old thinking was bad. It was just old. It was, you know, there comes a point where you're like, that kind of thinking doesn't work in this setting.
It doesn't.
And it doesn't mean that it was bad. That kind of thinking was needed when you were there. So when you're in kindergarten, you got to know your colors, and colors and numbers are everything. You know what I'm saying? But when you start calling yourself evolved and you're going to high school, you can't be walking in there with your box of crayons talking about, can you color? They're going to be like, no, that's not what we're doing here. You can go to art school and create X, Y, and Z. But these box of crayons, nah, boo, that's not it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he spent hours and hours training, and the training was not comfortable.
Mm-mm.
The training was not immediate. The training was not, I mean, there were times and moments they were like, okay, come on, you can come with me. I'll train you. The head guy, you fighting with the sensei now. You're going to fight with sensei? Come on now. But, you know, that
right.
was the work that he had to do, and that's what we have to do. We have to really retrain our mind and spirit to learn how to operate in this new understanding.
And you know what, Mama Seven? I remember I was at that place, and I was ready to jump back as soon as I was, you know, unplugged, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was ready to, you know, let's go. And he was like, hold on, let's train, let's get
yeah.
in the gym, let's
yeah.
let's build up our spiritual muscle, let's build that spiritual toolbox. That's
right.
important
right.
and that's critical.
Yeah,
like that's our foundation.
Yeah, it's important because just like in the Matrix, there are agents working against us,
mm-hmm.
and that's why it's important. This is why I stress prayer all the time, everywhere, you know. And that prayer is what keeps us going, keeps us strong, keeps us protected, all of that. So our prayer is that training. So I know I have a hard time getting people to make basic prayer, but you're missing basic training.
Mm-hmm.
And if you remember, I mean, because I've watched the movie 1,000 times, I've memorized it. In one of the training modules, there's a woman there with a red dress on. And the second that you turn and look at her and try to turn back, there's an agent right there and takes you out the game, period, just like that. You know, so not only are there things set up here to harm us, there's things that are set up to distract us. And I want everybody, for another hour, make yourself Neo, okay? For another hour, make yourself this person that has gone through an awakening. We talk about the awakenings, okay? That's gone through an awakening and then turn around and you have this intense training and you have to learn how to operate in the system that you used to actually be part of, but you're not anymore. You know what I'm saying? So, because when we're going through our spiritual development, we don't get signs that say, hey, I'm different. You know what I'm saying? We can wear our leggings, we can do this, we can do that, but we're missing the signs, you know? So we have to be cautious, and we can't get distracted by those things because they're set up to be intentional to take us out.
And speaking of those agents, Mama Seven, we got to talk about them because the agents, the energy of the agents can shape shift. In the movie, they use anybody. They use innocent people. They use whoever that was plugged. The energy of the agents can come through if we allow it to, right? So it can come through familiar faces, reoccurring situations. It can come from, you know, if it's not a job, at home, relationship, family. It comes in different forms. It shape shifts.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's relentless.
Mm-hmm.
It's relentless. Do you remember, I mean, when it came to Neo, and like I said, we are all Neos. We all have this thing to do in our own life. But I'll never forget the way they just hunted him. You know, it was a constant. Every time I turn around, you're here. You know, and that's because that energy was using the closest port, the closest thing to you. You know what I'm saying? The homeless man that was in the subway station. One minute he's a homeless man. The next minute he is a vessel for this agent energy.
Mm-hmm.
See, we always talk about being a vessel for God. You're a vessel regardless. That's the way that we're built. That's the way we're made. The question is, what is in your vessel? That's the question. Okay, so do you have spiritual tools in your vessel? Do you have prayers in your vessel? Do you have divine guidance and all those things in your vessel? Or what are you carrying junk in your vessel? How do you know it's in your vessel? Tip it over and find out, okay? Literally, tip your stuff over. Go through a hard situation and what do? Because if you go through a hard situation and you go right back to ugly, you have junk in your vessel and you need to clean it out. And it's okay because we get junk in the vessel. Why, you know, my mother is a neat freak. She cleans everything, even things that ain't dirty. And but no matter how much she wipes and cleans, still cleaning something. It's still, I'm like, dang, how'd that dirt get there? Ain't nobody moved. No one breathed. And the dirt still magically came. That's why our spiritual hygiene it needs a schedule, not an event. Don't take a white bath because, like, oh, I had a rough day at work. Let me order a white bath. Wait 4 days to get here. Then, have that thing on deck. You know, my white baths, they have to come on schedule because I do too much. I'm around too many people. And I'm like, let's not play around with this. Let's just go ahead. Don't wait for it to feel some sort of way because by the time you feel it, it's already there. It's already there. So, you know, we have to work on this and let it be a regular part of what we're doing. Hey, one of my favorite scenes is when he's in the subway. Favorite scene. because when he's in the subway, feel himself a little bit. You know what I'm saying? He's like, I can fight a little bit, and he ends up getting his butt handed to him. But I love it because all you need is a little bit of fight. You know what I'm saying? And I love to see he was starting to awaken. You know what I'm saying? He was like, I think this might work. I think maybe I can go faster. I can go stronger. I might be able to beat this man. And I you can see it, the growth and development. And I was like, I'm a cheerleader. I'm back, yes, you can do it. Yes, keep going. You know, keep fighting. Yeah, you're taking some blows, but you're still going to be okay.
Yeah,
so, you
know,
I love all that. You'll take some blows, especially with me. Boy, I don't mind. You will take some blows, but it's okay because that's how you toughen up. That's how you learn how to handle life. You know what I'm saying? I have trained before. I've trained martial arts before, and I have gotten kicked a time or two, you know. And then you want to play it off, like, yeah, okay. And then you go home, and you're in Epsom salt and hobbling and everything else like that. And I love the fact that even on the program, it shows you okay for a minute, but then you over here hurt, you know what I'm saying? So training ain't easy. Training for a spiritual lifestyle is not easy. What's the most difficult part to you? What's the most difficult
that transition
part of spiritual training? The transition.
The transition.
Okay.
Training my mind, because my other self wanted to just stay where I was, and the other self was like, "No, we have work to do," and constantly training my mind that, "Hey, I can do this. I am this." Embodying the energy of the I am. That was one of the toughest things. Because I wasn't used to being embodying the energy. Saying it cool, having it cool, but embodiment is a whole different level.
Yeah. And something about that, you never really know how you're going to react until you have to react.
Mm-hmm.
You never know what you have to pull out, who you have to be until you have to be it, you know. And that, of course, takes practice. That takes practice. This is why people do train. They train to the point where they want it to be instinct so they don't have to think right before something's going on. Because if they have to think, then they're like, I may not do that. You know, I love them. So in the movie, they had captured Morpheus, right? And first they went to the Oracle. The Oracle told Neo what he needed to hear. Now, I don't know if you would call it the truth or you would call it his reality or whatever, but the Oracle told him what he needed to hear in order for it to be, for him to make whatever moves. So when they took Morpheus, Neo creates this grand scheme. Okay, I'm going to get him back because I'm not going to, you know, his rationale was he can't die because I can't take over. You know, I'm not the one, you know. If she had said, oh, yes, darling, you're the one. Go ahead and sit down on your pallet. He may have sat down on his pallet. He may not have stayed, and he may not have gone through all that. You know what I'm saying? So
you would have got comfortable.
I think he would have gotten comfortable. I know he would have gotten comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I think he would have been moving more into the energy of, I already got this, I'm good, blah, 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 rather than moving in the energy of, I got to fight. I have to be part of the crew, not the head of the crew, part of the crew. He didn't want to be the head. You know what I'm saying? So he's in here and he's doing all this miraculous rescue, doing crazy stunts. And when it's all over, he goes to Morpheus and is like, hey, I'm sorry, I'm not the one. Morpheus says, are you crazy? Because you just did. That's definitely the one. Only the one can do that. What are you talking about? And so, you know, I loved it because, you know, it's not that he was doubting himself, but he was moving in an energy that was natural, and he wanted to make sure that he was doing what he was supposed to be doing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that, again, one of the big parts, you know what I'm saying? And it was amazing that even when he's like, I'm not the head, but I'm still, I can be strong, I can be courageous, I can be all these things that are necessary. And he did it without being the head. He just did it because it needed to be done, you know?
Right.
I have a question. How often do the labels within this matrix kind of distract us? I think they're distracting. I think they're very distracting. But how often do you see labels be distracting for us?
It's always distracting. The matrix is built on distractions. Remember in the movie, it was talking about how, you know, people are not going to be able to think for themselves and do these things for themselves because they're distracted and they're not having room for elevation. And the energy of the distractions can take over the bigger picture with some people.
Yes.
I was included. Yes. So very distracting. Very distracting.
Very.
You know?
It is very distracting.
In the movie, you know, you remember at the beginning when someone was typing Neo and he said, follow the white rabbit. I was thinking about the white rabbit and the fear. You know what I'm saying? The white rabbit, a lot of us are afraid to follow the white rabbit and we focus on, well, why is it there? This, that. We don't have that faith to just follow. Like the white rabbit was in the Matrix. Alice in Wonderland, White Rabbit, just follow the White Rabbit. It'll get you to where you need to go. And it's like society and the distractions and the labels will keep you from following the White Rabbit because you'll be focused on something else.
Yep. And you know, I have had many deep conversations, and they're humorous to me at times, but, you know, I say – I'm like, I don't know how Jesus got these people to just follow him. I'm leaving my house, I'm leaving my village, I'm just gone, I'm just over here, you know. The Prophet Muhammad did the same thing, had companions that gave up their life, their understanding, because they knew there was something here that was worth following and stuff. We've gotten so attached to ourselves, to our own understanding of self.
Yes,
you know,
Lord.
I just started the show saying we got to follow God, period. We have to do what God says, period. I had a conversation at 7:50, 10 minutes before the show, and I'm like, hey, sister, well, I'm thinking about this, I'm thinking about that. I'm like, cool, let me know what ancestors say. Call me back. She's like, yeah, you know, that's not the answer I was looking for. But when we are spiritual people, that's what we do. That's what we do. We have to learn how to follow beyond our own thinking, beyond our own, I don't know, egos, beyond our own everything, and be willing just to be. Just to be. And a lot of times we get distracted in that. You know, I know for a fact that half the people I know, if they got a sign from God that says, follow the white rabbit, they would fight with you about why the rabbit got to be white. The other half of them would fight about why is it a rabbit? Why can't you make it a horse? I could ride it. They would argue with you about saying, look, that's not the correct spelling of rabbit. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting there like, oh, my God. You know, why are you making it so difficult? But that's how we are now. We're such the information. They're like, that's not a rabbit, that's a hare. And I'm like, girl, if you don't get in your car and leave me alone. But we've gotten to that point where we know so much that we're retarded, okay? We know so much that we know very little. And honestly, our own knowledge can interfere. Because I'm like, look, okay, all right. What's the essence, okay? Whether it looks like Bugs Bunny or a Playboy Bunny or just rabbit foot, why don't you just kind of roll with it, you know what I'm saying?
Just
please don't make me have to break down the biological features of this rabbit. You know, just go with it, you know?
That's what they want,
so
though. That's what they want.
They look, and because while we're doing all this talking and debating on rabbits and their follicles and stuff like that, while we're doing all that, we're not following instructions and we're not being obedient to God and we're not following. We're just sitting here debating it. And this is how a lot of us get stopped at the starting gate. We never get anywhere because you're debating the rabbit. That wasn't even a real rabbit. It was a tattoo. You see what I'm saying? So you'd be like, oh, no, I'm waiting for God to send a rabbit that's actually physically going to hop down this trail and everything else like that. You're like, get over there. You know what I'm saying? So how many of us get stuck in logistics, you know?
And when you say the debating, it just remind me of the person that was originally outside of the matrix, but he chose to get back in due to the low vibrational stuff.
Yes.
That's what it just seems like
In
spirituality nowadays. Like, that's what it just seems like. It's a lot of high vibrational agents. Like, you got your definitions, you got your whoop whoop and your whoop whoop, you look good on paper. But in essence, you're still allowing yourself to shapeshift when you're not following the white rabbit. And you rather decide to argue and debate and to fuss and to fight.
Yeah.
That's still an energy of an agent. You just have the common sense that the regular won't have. Just like the dude that chose to go back in the matrix. He was originally outside of the matrix. But he chose to go back to ignorance. He chose to go back to ego. It's like that's what's going on.
That is what's going on. Yes, ma'am. Boy, you said a mouthful. That is what's going on. And I remember they were sitting in this fancy dinner, and he's like, oh, I know this food is fake. I know it's not real, but I'm taking such pleasure even though it's not real. And he was like, I want to go back to this false bravado. I want to go back to this false energy because the real is amino acids looking like slop. You know what I'm saying? That's the real, okay? and the brother said, look, this has all your daily nutrients, your amino acids and everything else. What are you talking about? And they're like, yeah, but it doesn't taste good and it doesn't look good. And it's like it is covering all of your needs. But the fact that it doesn't taste good and look good, that's your problem. You know, we have made that a problem of our own rather than being concerned. We eat food right now that is horrible for us. It's against our amino acids. It's in conflict with our body, right? But we eat that as opposed to eating something that is actually going to be good and feeding us, whether it's feeding us physically, emotionally, or spiritually. We're still choosing what looks good, what tastes good, what excites us, rather than really being disciplined in the art of training. See, sometimes when we think about training, we're only thinking about training ourselves physically. But there's so much more that we have to train. So even their palates, their taste buds had to be trained. Even their tongue and the words that they said and how they used it had to be trained.
Everything
had to be retrained. And certain training things you don't learn in the dojo. You don't learn in the training manuals. You could only learn them by experiencing them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. I have a caller that would like to speak. And we love callers, okay? Don't let me and the baby elephant get together because, look, we do this on a regular anyways, okay? So please, we're going to welcome the caller and let get some information, okay? Let's see here. Greetings, welcome to the program.
Hey, everybody. This is Larry. I'm a new member of
the
Wonderful
Program.
I'm well. I'm thankful that I get to hear this conversation about the Matrix because a lot of those symbols that y'all described tonight I've been going, yep. I've went through now. Ozzy is my white rapper. He feels me like,
yeah,
just like how Neo was in the, he was at work and Morpheus called him and was like, yo,
yeah,
do all this stuff. And it's like, and Ozzy giving me the information she gave me, it was like me outside the window. And Morpheus was like, jump. You know what I'm saying? And Neo couldn't because, you know, you still tapped in. Like, he didn't know he was in
Correct.
The matrix at that time. But it's like he knew about Morpheus. Like, I knew. You feel me? So it was like, I want to jump, but I ain't ready to jump right now. But when it was time. And I'm glad she pointed out that the guy who went back into the matrix, because
yes,
with that transition, yes, and then getting all these tools and, you know, building up yourself spiritually, like, we do get pulled to go back, you know?
Yes.
And some people willingly want to eat that digital steak and be,
yes,
they don't want to deal with this, you know, doing the work. But that's what encourages me, because it's like, that was the most important part of the movie to me. You feel me? Like,
mm-hmm,
that somebody would want to go back in there and,
yes,
not fight. Like, I want to voluntarily be your energy, because that's all the people, the cyborgs were. They were energy. You know, they were battling,
yes,
for these.
I was someone else's energy. Yeah.
Exactly. Just learning that, you feel me? So I'm thankful,
yeah,
for that. I'm going to let y'all continue our conversation, and I'm going to throw in another tidbit that helped with my rabbit hole experience. So HBO had a show out called Lovecraft Country
okay,
this past year. And I'm not going to go into detail because we ain't got time like that, but the
mm-hmm,
it was set in Chicago in the 50s. It introduced me to seeing magic being used by black people and not, like, criticized. You feel me? Like, it was
okay,
a powerful energy on the show. And, it, you know, I, as we know about the Matrix, these people research these images before they put them on the screen.
Yes, they do.
You feel me? So,
yes, they do.
That amount of information that they put on that TV show, I understand now why they canceled it. Like, it won 20 Emmys, and they canceled,
yeah,
the show. And that's Matrix stuff, because that don't make no type,
yes,
of sense in the world. But the way that they were going, it was going, what we're doing, it was encouraging that type of feel. So,
mm-hmm,
the Matrix is real. I understand that.
Yes, it
I'm
is.
Unplugged, and I thank y'all for, you know,
hey,
letting me join the family. I'm gonna go back off on the mute.
Okay. All right. So good to hear from you. Keep calling in. Yeah.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am. I love y'all.
Love you too.
Look, he said some words right there. Because you have to really begin to understand. Don't question your white rabbit. You don't have to question your white rabbit. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter. I swear, I have met some of the strangest. I have connections with people where the original connection I don't even deal with no more. I'm like, what? What happened? And me and her, tight. I'd be like, that's my sister. Oh, she's, I don't care how bad she is. That's my sister. Okay, y'all, we're going to deal with it. So don't question your white rabbit. Don't question why you're here. If you know you're supposed to be here, just be here.
Mm-hmm.
And don't hesitate on that. You know what I'm saying? So.
But, Mama
okay,
said, I got to say, it's
okay,
in order to even want to get to that white rabbit, it takes a level of balance. See, when I was Thomas A. Anderson, I was operating off just purely masculine energy. See, I had to submit. See, a lot of us don't want to submit because the Matrix is, let's be honest, it's spiritual patriarchy, right? So it's based on dominance. So when it was time to see that white rabbit, I had to submit. See, they're tapping into the divine feminine, and a lot of us don't want to submit. We're operating
Correct.
Off masculine, and that balance, we strive to not have that balance sometimes, so we don't have to submit or don't want to be held accountable. But when you submit, I remember that first fast I did, And you asked, well, why do you want to fast? I said, because I just have to. I'm tired. He was like, what? I'm tired. That was me submitting. That was me following the white rabbit, throwing up the white towel, tired of debating, tired of striving to point out who's wrong, who's right. This wrong, this right. You sneeze wrong, blah, blah, blah. If you say Jesus, blah, blah, blah. That's too much. That's too much. There's too much energy, unnecessary energy, that we could be putting within ourselves. But see, that level of submission, a lot of us don't want to tap into that feminine energy, which has nothing to do with gender, by the way. We don't want to submit. So now we want to be masculine all the time and don't have that balance. And now we're debating. And now the white rabbit has hopped somewhere else. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, is it? I had to say that, Mama Savvy. I had to.
Mm-hmm. 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 It's the truth. It is the truth. We have got to get to the point where we can allow, and see, we're going through this shift where the divine feminine is rising. Okay, guess what? What happens when we go out of balance? What happens when the divine feminine does exactly what the divine masculine has done for a couple thousand years? You know what I'm saying? What happens when we get out of balance? Then the earth will turn around and put us back in balance. No matter what, it's going to get worked out. I don't know how well it's going to work for us little humans. See, we're small. We're tiny, okay? And we like to think that we run this and we run that. Absolutely not. We do not. And so we have to really begin to understand how each of us are representatives of the divine feminine and divine masculine. And we have work to do. We have work to do in doing this. But back to the retraining. There's a sister and she is very hard on women, including herself, and she is very hard, you know, she undervalues all of the feminine and then turn around and overvalues the masculine. And, you know, she's not alone. There's a lot of people that are doing that. And I'm like, until you get a good grip on your own thoughts and feelings about what is divine, what the divine actually means, you're going to go back and forth between finding yourself and being what God intended you to be. If God made you female, you're female. I have nothing to do with your orientation. I have nothing to do with none of that. If God made you female, you're female. This is it. That's all. And so we have to get back to the point where we're not fighting things as basic as your gender. We don't have to fight that. That's a known. Now, your orientation, make it as you want. Do whatever God allows you to do. We need to keep the human race going to a degree, but really I believe love is love. We have to get to the point, though, we have to stop trying to be that over there. I love the Matrix because if you paid attention, there was a female lead in everything. You know what I'm saying? Trinity was a bad one, okay? And they worked with Trinity. They would look to her like, okay, what are we doing? We're doing this. Okay, go. And she was a big part of a lot of their movements and everything else like that. And in my small opinion, she is the one that really breathed life back into Neo when he was down. Because don't forget, he, you know, like the Oracle said, no, not in this lifetime. Maybe another, but not this lifetime. And it was her call and her command that breathed that life back into him and gave him the full understanding. So it was like he had the masculine himself, but when she gave that feminine order, that feminine command, and he received it fully, that's when he was who he was supposed to be. That's when he could be the one. It wasn't until then that he was the one.
And you know what else
I got
from that?
It was her belief. No, you could. But it was her belief that made him the one. All right, go ahead, honey. Go ahead.
You want me to tell you, it was also the energy of love The Matrix has no comeback for the energy of love. Woo! Let me say that again. The Matrix has no comeback for the energy of love.
That's right.
Embodying that energy of love, it has nothing for it. So that's why right now we see everything going on, the chaos, the confusion. But when we embody that energy of love, we're unstoppable. We can go through the matrix. We can operate outside of the matrix because we're embodying that energy that the matrix can't touch. I had to say it because that's the truth. Get it to
it
a
is.
Place of connected consciousness in our spiritual journey to where we can embody that energy of love.
Yes.
Not romantic love. We ain't talking about that. It's beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
God's love, divine love.
Well, see,
even
we
when
all
you feel
know.
Like you're in trouble, the energy of love will protect us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. Mm. You know, and it's, I would like to say that love is love, right? But love, in order to have love and really give love and all of that, you have to have some things already in place. You have to have forgiveness in place. You have to have honesty in place. You have to have kindness in place. You know, love to me is like a perfect soup of all of these very important things. We can't, you know, if you're lying, you're also not loving. You know, you can't do the two at the same time. If you're operating outside of God's umbrella, God gives us an umbrella. He tells us what he wants us to do. I want you to do this. I want you to do that. God is very clear with us what he wants from us. We are the ones that want to be obstinate. We are the ones that want to fight. I got a caller that would like to speak, okay? So,
I know.
All right, hold on. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Good evening. It's Melissa. How y'all doing?
Oh,
hey.
How you doing?
I am good. It is storming bad over here, and it's making me really concentrate on this conversation. We did, like, my life went out for a hot second. It's bad over here. But it's just making me think about the earth. Y'all know who I am, the earth girl, right? So look, I love the moon, but I'd be talking about the earth. So anyway. It's making me think about how man, the agent, is so hell-bent on ruling and taking over and really, really misconstruing the message in Genesis, you know, about what we're supposed to govern, like really take it to the far whatever. So you guys start talking about, you know, figuring out what you need to fight, like, you know, what you need to fight for. Like, don't worry about fighting for your gender. Fight for, you know, how you want to live in that life, like that. And it made me think of Avatar. So I'm glad that you have brought that up because I really feel like a lot of folks are doing too much to their Avatar, and that includes Earth. So, like, everything, like, all things that we use, all things that are living, breathing, everything that we can feel, touch is solid matter. I'm talking about all those avatars, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I think the reason why the earth is, you know, healing itself so violently, as a no better way of saying it, is because of how extreme we are with everything, like our own bodies, our eye color, our hair. People are changing. You know, babies are now being. I think they're trying to come up with a law for babies to be born as gender X, so that they can pick if they want to be at age two. And I'm all like, what 2 year old? Like, I know people know their sexual orientation very, very, very early. Okay, but you don't even know, you're just living, like you don't know that yet. So live some life and then figure out other stuff. So
I
feel like the changing of our avatar is one of the reasons why the earth coming back so violently, because it's too fast, it's too much at one time. It's definitely the spin cycle off balance, you know?
Yeah.
And when you were talking about the feminine energy in there that helped Neo, you know, figure out, you know, pull up his big girl
mm-hmm.
panties and man up. So, you know how this whole awakening is happening, and a lot of feminine power is in play and getting placed into positions of power. It's just like even that to me might be too fast. So that is also helping with the unbalancing of the earth and what's going on and making this healing process so violent. And I'm just praying, literally, I'm praying that we all can find a compromise balance.
Yes,
because,
I am too.
Yeah, because like the scientific projections of global warming and blah, 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 is sooner than everything that we think is not going to happen is going to happen much sooner, not later.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to
mm-hmm.
happen in our lifetime. So I understand getting our protection in order and walking
yes.
that faith line and being as strong in your conviction as you can be. And even when you're not feeling it, then just do the work. Like, you're not feeling it, do it. Like, I forgot what Isa said, but she said it earlier, you know, when you just I was just doing the work. Following the white
yeah.
rabbit. Follow the white
yeah.
rabbit.
Yeah.
Because honestly, I feel like that's what I do on a day-to-day basis, and I'm just glad to recognize. I recognize the Playboy bunny rabbit. I recognize the
yep.
one that's in my yard. I recognize all
yes.
the rabbits. I don't care how
yes.
you throw them at me. I see a rabbit, and it's white. I'm gone. I got
that's
you.
Right. That's right. I'm going to take the hint. The universe don't have to make a hand appear and write on the wall. Don't have to do all that. I'm going to take the hint. You know, absolutely. Thank you so much.
I've already done that. Like, I've already tried my own way, and it hasn't gotten
yeah.
me anywhere. So,
yeah.
and everybody on this line has done that. Everybody on this line has tried
yes.
it and tried it and tried it and tried it again. And what you're doing is insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting something different. But when you do something different and you add the God into it, you add prayer into
yes.
it, you add the good energy into it, and then you start noticing other things happening, follow that.
Yep. Absolutely.
Sorry. Love y'all.
No, ain't no sorry. Drop the mic on it.
Mm.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much. You
that
know,
awesome.
I want to share. Look, I want to share. I had a conversation. I got to take this 2 minutes to share. I had this conversation one time. I was in Asheville, North Carolina, and I was at the Temple of the Awakening. And I had a conversation. I was in a valley. This is a real valley. This is a real place. And the trees were unhappy. And if you've ever sat in a valley, like they say in the valley of the shadow of death, it can be very intimidating because you are surrounded on all sides. And so the clouds were scraping the trees. That's how deep the valley went, you know, and the trees were very angry. And I was like, you know, I'm up here in nature, I'm loving it, and I don't understand why you're angry. And they're like, you know, you guys don't even give off good, whatever we give to trees, what do we get? We get oxygen from trees. What do we give to them
mm-hmm.
that they translate? So the trees, this is true. The trees take our old air and they change it into oxygen for us. We need trees, okay? And the trees, carbon monoxide. Okay, there we go. This is why we have smart people and a wonderful approach. And so the trees were saying, dioxide, the trees were saying that you don't even give off a good byproduct. And I was like, what do you mean? They were like, we work together you give off this gas, and I give you something you can breathe, but you won't even take care of your body, your own body, to give off good energy for me to translate it and give you back good energy. And I was like, wait a minute. You know, we get so, us humans get so wrapped up in ourselves that we don't even think that our, the energies that we connect with need us and need us to be healthy. So this is why when you breathe in that, that breath of fresh air, it's like, you know, we can feel it in our lungs because we've gotten so accustomed to breathing in iffy air. And in return, we've been breathing out iffy air. And that energy was so overwhelming, I had to sit down and I'm writing and I'm like, we've got to give off a better byproduct. We've got to really work on healing ourselves. And this is where all of the spirit, mind, and body detox shows come from and everything else like that. We really have to be better citizens to this earth in all ways. And the things that we think are waste, we have to even do better with that. You know, when we breathe out, we're like, it's out. We don't care. But now that we have to wear these masks, breathing in has become very important. And the quality of which you breathe in has become very important. So all the things that nature needs from us, we have to do a better job with. So, and that breath, even like taking it back to the Matrix, you know, when he was reborn and the bullets were there, there is a point where he just breathed and he expanded his chest. And, all right. And you saw the line, you saw the ceiling move to expand and to let and to decrease for him. You know, remember that? And it was at that point where it was like, you know, when I look at the wall, I see something firm, something that's not going to move. At that point, when he looked at the wall, he saw something that was moving around him. That wall wasn't there setting up a barrier for him. The barrier was moving to his rhythm, what he wanted. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so when it comes to retraining the mind, those things aren't even there. Those limitations aren't there. When we talk about the laws of attraction and everything, manifestation, we're talking about manipulating what is here to get what you want and what you need. And that's exactly what he was able to do once he realized who he really was. And this weekend at retreat, I spent a lot of time talking about realizing, actualizing, activating. You know, those words, you know, after retreat, I kind of like mentally go back and listen. I'm like, wow, why did this word keep coming up right there? You know, and that's because so many of us haven't fully activated ourselves. You know, some of us are waiting on that call to say, hey, you're the one. And I'm like, everyone knows that they're the one in their life, but that's not true. That's not true. So some people are still waiting on that call to say, hey, you are the one, and I need you to save yourself.
They hit deep. Lord have mercy.
This is the call you wanted to have. This is you, right? Because we were having this call a week ago, 2 weeks ago, and you were like, wait a minute. I was like, no, we're going to do it. We're going to do it on the air. We're going to share with everybody because I really need everyone to get into their Neo. You know, I need you to go and try to fight the agent, even if you got to take a knock or two. You know what I'm saying? Fight for yourself. And so it really is challenging, and I wanted to share some of the challenges because it's not easy being recently unplugged. You know, this is why I try to be gentle with my recently unplugged. I try to be gentle. I try not to because it is a lot to handle. It's a lot to absorb. And you need a gentle touch, but you also need somebody that's going to pull a little bit because that negativity is pulling.
And that matrix is comfortable. And
yes,
that transition place is like,
because
you were just sitting in it. It's nothing you're working on for real. Like you don't have to train your mind. The matrix already thinking for you.
Yeah,
it's comfortable.
Yeah, yeah. And even if it stinks, you're not really smelling it. You're smelling what they've programmed you to smell. And even if it's you got these cords and cables in there, don't matter. You won't see that. You won't feel that because I'm going to give you whatever you need to cover that up, polish, lashes, jeans. You know, did you have a fake booty? You can get a fake booty. And I was like, oh, my goodness. Whatever you're looking for, we can cover it up. Cover it, tuck it, pull it. I've seen men that are spray painting their heads. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. So you can exist and be whoever you want to be. This is why we have these gangster, these online gangsters at home. They ain't nothing. Wouldn't bust a grape. You know what I'm saying? But this matrix got them thinking that they can do this and that they can do that. Because they've all plugged into the matrix and they're all following the quote-unquote rules of the matrix.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to be careful because we've learned the rules of the matrix. We were there. We were part of it. So we have to unlearn some of those things. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm hoping, my hope and wish is that as we're learning, this learning curve is getting faster, that we'll start to have some baby Zions come forward. We're going to start having those that are not, that their brain was never connected to the matrix. We'll start having children that know, and we already have some. You know, I'm not surprised that all of the children of A Wonderful Approach are working with something a little extra going on because their parents are in flux. So therefore, they're not even learning the rules of the matrix the same way everyone else is.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, we'll start to see this. And then, like, you know, to me also, it always made, I noticed the brothers. And I remember Neil asked, well, where are your holes at? Why don't you? And they're like, we were never part of the matrix, you know? And so, that was so important for us, for him to know that there are people outside the matrix, and it's something for us to know so that when we're looking at our children, see, I still have scars on me. You know, I was part of the matrix, and there's no shame in it. Doesn't matter. I was there. So, like most of us were there. So what I'm looking forward is creating a generation that never was there, that never had that training, that indoctrination, and so that they can be truly free and understand what it's like to be these spiritual beings with all of the good and the bad that we have to go through, but just so that they understand who they are and they're not being a battery for someone else. You know what I'm saying? Fight to be a whole person. Try to be a whole person rather than a battery. So, my dear, it's hard to believe, but time has gone, okay?
Really?
Oh, wow. It happens like that. spend 2-3 minutes sharing what you thought the most profound thing about this matrix was. What really made the difference for you? What would you like people to remember? What big connection was there for you? Take 2 or 3 minutes and tell me about it.
The most profound part was the oracle and the meeting of the oracle and the information that she gave Neo, which was know thyself. Know thyself. And in order to know yourself, have to spend time with yourself, have a relationship with yourself. And that really hit home because it was one point in time where I didn't know who I was. I mean, I'm still learning, but I didn't know anything about myself. I just knew of my avatar, not of my inner Neo. So now that I'm spending more time with myself and understanding and allowing myself to grow and allowing myself to elevate, I realize that knowing yourself is very special, because when you know yourself, you know an image of God. And that was one of the most important parts that changed my life.
Thanks. Awesome. Yeah, the whole thing was good. And we've been focusing on Matrix 1. There's 2 and 3. And
right.
Very, very interesting. I mean, it just goes deeper and deeper. And I'm like, did they really say that? Did they really show that? Oh, my gosh. And I like to watch things slowly, you know what I'm saying? So I'll hit pause. Beep. Did you see that? You know, I mean, it's so much and it's so wonderful. And you can allow yourself, and I think everyone should, allow yourself to get wrapped up in something like this. Allow yourself to really think, what would you do? All right, so right now we're in the United States, you know, most of us are, and we're working on this, this, and this. What would I do if I were Neo? What would I do if I didn't have to be limited by this, this, or this? What would I have to, what could I do if I weren't, you know, if I wasn't afraid to follow the white rabbit? Man, half of us, if that white rabbit showed up, it'd be like, well, you know, I'm on my lunch break. You have to come back after work, you know what I'm saying? We won't even leave work to follow it, you know what I'm saying? And so it's, how do we open ourselves up enough that we release the limitations that we have with us? Because these limitations are winning the fight. The distractions are winning the fight. The agents are winning the fight. I remember there was one point the agent was fighting with Neo, and he was like, you know, he said, well, I'll tell. He said, how are you going to tell if you have no mouth? You know what I'm saying? And then he literally didn't have a mouth, and he's sitting there freaking out, okay, like I'm sure all of us would happen if our mouth had disappeared. But I was like, see, you had gotten too accustomed to using your mouth to tell, and now when you didn't have one, everything stopped for you. That was a shutdown. You know, that was the focus. You know, if I could leave people with 2 words, I would say, don't debate the white rabbit. Don't debate it. Just follow the rabbit. You know, we do too much debating, arguing, stopping. Is that the right rabbit? So I'm not going, and everything else like that. If I could leave people with 2 words, I would say, don't debate it. If you see it and it can be a rabbit, roll with it. You know what I'm saying? And I really would like to see where people could go when they're not in their own head. You know, we get stuck in our head, and we literally stop ourselves before we start. So don't be afraid of the white rabbit. Don't be afraid to go. Go, you know. And last thing I'm going to say, but understanding that transition is not neat. You know, when he had him, he was doing acupuncture on him, when they were training his eyes, when they were, you know, trying to take care of the cord cables and everything else like that, it's not neat. Allow yourself to be in a way for a moment, especially when you can trust the care that you're getting. You know, so don't fight. Don't fight the discomfort. Don't fight that. Just understand this is part of the journey. And once you know that, then you can move forward without the fear of the journey.
Mm.
So, yeah. I want to thank everyone that listened. The conversation doesn't have to end here. Conversation can continue. My South Carolina study crew, I think they're going to be making a comeback. You know what I'm saying? We need study crews everywhere. We have a lot of processing to do. Not to get caught up in the words. We don't want to get caught up in them. But, you know, just to continue the positive energy flowing, that's always a good thing, okay? I would thank everyone that listened. We had quite a few people on the line. I hope that we were able to get somewhere. And, yes, they do put science in movies, the real science. You know, we're not just making, we're making real connections that were intended for us to make. You know, we're following our rabbit right now. We're following this process. So this is wonderful, and I hope everyone got something from it and giving them some, hopefully some encouragement to continue their own training. Everyone should be training, okay? I'm going to say 100% of the people need to be training because we all have something to work on. We're all building some part of ourselves. So I really hope everybody got something. So, and we always end the programs with prayer. We already said prayer is that energy of love, of understanding, of peace. It is the Ashe. It is the spirit. It is everything that we need so that we can continue to be strong individuals, right? It's so important that we learn. We are vessels. We already said we're vessels, right? Who you are a vessel for and what you are a vessel for is going to be dictated by the prayers that you make, plain and simple. The prayers that you make should lead you / force you to be a certain kind of person, all right? So I'm not going to be making all of these love, peace, respect, honor, blah, blah. I'm not going to be making those prayers and then turn around and not do them. That's contrary. It's hypocrisy. It is going to get you in a lot of trouble. So we all need to make plans. And that's why I tell people, pray out loud. Get in the habit of praying out loud because when you're praying out loud, you're using your voice. You're using your ears to hear. You're using your mind. You're sending out vibrations. It's such an intentional process, okay? So make the prayers. Make them out loud. Be very unapologetic about making your declarations to God, for God, making your declarations for peace and positivity, making declarations and commitments for growth and loving your fellow brothers. There's so much that we're doing when we make prayer that is worth studying, is worth hearing, is worth practicing. Okay? So this is where we do. Anything that you add prayer to, you add God to. And, of course, with a wonderful approach, that we add God to everything. Everything. And why? Because that's how we ensure that God's will and God's word is going to be heard. I don't make no assumptions. I ask God to come and to please join this space so that we can be strengthened by your presence, be strengthened by your guidance, and this is the work that we do. I'd like to ask, you've been my guest all show. Would you, dear Aza, like to offer prayer?
Sure.
Wonderful.
Father, Mother, God, thank you for allowing us to be here again. Thank you for waking us up, for starting us on our way. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you for love. Thank you for protection. Thank you for peace. Thank you for growth. Thank you for elevation. As we continue to operate outside of this matrix, we're asking for your divine guidance in ways where we can see, ways we can understand. Help us with our understanding. Guide us on our way. Hold our hand. Continue to be our protection. We love you. We honor you. We thank you. In your name and in your energy, we pray. Amen and ashe.
Amen.